Hey, yo, how's it going out there? Yes, we have made it. We have made it to the journey. We have made it to the date. We have made it to the number that we never thought would actually happen. Ever. I never thought it would happen, but welcome to episode 200 of the Carolyn and Joe Show. How's it going, Carolyn?
It's going fantastically. It's episode 200. I'm excited about it because we are recording in a new studio.
New studio.
Even.
Hell yeah. New location. Same gear.
Secret location.
Yes.
Same gear.
Same secret location.
And super awesome special guest for episode 200.
And just so you know, I don't even know if you remember, you were talking about episode 100, but did you know you were actually on episode number one? Remember that. So you've been here through the whole... In actuality, this show was here for your return. And in a sense, we're also here for your in a way, goodbye. But not really goodbye, but you're here for 200. Welcome, Mr. James Meehan.
Thank you, Carolyn Joe, for having me back, as always. I'm so glad to be here.
Fan favorite, as usual, but congratulations for being here, too, as well. 200 episodes, man.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't miss it.
It's like you're, like, the 200th customer, and you walk through the door, and the balloons are everywhere, and everyone's, like, blowing those blowhorns, and they're like, "Oh, you won!"
It is like that.
It is.
Before
we go
everywhere.
On, I'd like to comment that I definitely approve of your word, fantastically, your use of that adverb.
Yeah, thank you.
You don't hear people use proper adverbs anymore.
Fantastically.
They would just say, like, fantastic or something.
Is fantastically actually a real word?
I don't know, but it sounds right. Because you got to add the L-Y in the end.
Well, it's real here on the Carolyn and Joe Show. And James is with us for episode 200, and thank you all for listening. So let's get into the show.
Well, I want to think about this, James. Let's think about this. 200, man. We never actually reminisced that much at all about this podcast. This now, you know, people don't know this. I bet people do know, but we haven't stopped being on time for 200 episodes. That's one of the proudest achievements, actually. For 200 weeks, we have not had a break. There's always been a show all 200 weeks, every single time. I don't remember every Tuesday there's been a new episode, James. Did you know that? You've been on there.
I mean, I just haven't stopped to think about it. I just always assume that we're going to have a Carolyn and Joe show every Tuesday, you know?
Because we're dependable.
Like, but I don't assume that there's going to be a show every week. That just always happens to be. There's always been moments where I wake up and I'm like, oh, crap, there has to be another show this week, you know? And we try to conjure up what the hell we're going to talk about. And, you know, there have been very few times. At the beginning of the show, we used to come on and have, like, topics. Like, we're going to do little topics. This week, we're going to talk about abstinence or something like that. I don't know.
I just want to comment that this is a change of pace. James is actually drinking a water.
As opposed to a Monster or a rock star. It's just straight up water today.
Now, so what does that change? Are you weeding off of the energy drinks?
Yeah, I'm pretty much off energy drinks now.
Like, officially.
Isn't that so amazing? Like, the drinks and even the times, you can basically see the changing our lives since the beginning if you just listen all the way back. I might even post the first one in a company with this because it'll be wild. Why not?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to go healthier and whatever, and I don't know.
So do you still drink soda?
Yeah.
And now, are you weeding back on soda, or is that just like an occasional thing, or when it's available?
Not really. I mean, I buy it from the store when I run out.
So you still buy it.
I don't dash out to get more. Just,
see, I in my opinion, like, rarely actually buy soda. If it's available at a party or something, or, you know, at a function, I'll drink it. But I don't go out of my way to buy soda. But I'm officially, like, mostly water and juice right now.
Oh, that's a good.
But that's cool that you're off the energy drinks.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Now, do you guys have any, like, okay, let's make this a highlight show. We've never had a highlight show of the Carolyn and Joe Show yet. 200 episodes. James, you were just talking about episode 100. Do you guys have any favorite moments, I guess, we can draw back from occurrences? Off the cuff, always the first one that comes to my mind has always been the N-word episode, in which you guys profanely just use the N-word over and over again, which has been classic. Classic time that I always, when people are always so like, they always ask me, like, so how far do you take this show, or what is this show about? I was like, well, check out this episode and you'll realize what we are. Pretty much. We're unassuming. We're troublemaking. We talk about anything, not just comics, entertainment, movies, music, or whatever. We talk about just life. You know what I mean? This is our statement to life.
We weren't just using the word just to use the word. We actually did a commentary on how the word was used in public and with media and everything. Just the whole like controversy behind the word, too. Also substitute the N-word for, what's his name? That rapper?
Warren G.
I was like, yeah, you need to put Warren G on top of this Jinx. So, like, we're not actually saying it, but an actual black person is saying it. Because they can get away with it.
So, so looking back, what have been memories that have stood up in your mind past 200 episodes? If you can even fathom or remember that many. It's tough. It's been weekly. So, how do you know?
I don't know. I don't know. Because it's tough to decipher between, like, stuff that I said when I was on the show and stuff that I just said in normal conversation with you some other time, you know?
Because that's how real we are.
Yeah, just definitely try to keep it real whenever possible.
But I will say, like, the 100th episode, although it was cool to have, like, an official, in a way, sorts of reunion, because how many people were on that show?
It was literally like the high school reunion, because it was, like, Danny, it was Bovey, it was Huzzard, it was James... I don't know anyone else. That's about it.
But that's like, and that's a lot of people to have on mic. And I personally thought it was cool to have everybody in one room, but as a show, it's hard to get everyone's voice included if you have that many people. So I thought it was kind of a tough show. It was like more, that show was like in a way more for us than.
What did we even talk about on that? I don't even know what we talked about.
It was like a rambling of stuff.
There was no way to even conspire.
Since then, did we ever see Mike Bovey since then?
Yeah, we did one episode with Mike Bovey after that.
Okay.
And then, like, I remember, like...
Then he disappeared off the face of the earth
again. He was sort of falling asleep for some odd reason, and I had to keep on waking him up while being on the show at the same time. Like, you can tell when someone's, like, eyes are drooping. You know, you gotta try to keep them alive. But that was the last I ever heard of him.
And if you guys ever find that little bitch...
Oh, yeah.
Tell him he owes me $400.
That's right.
He won't return my calls or my Facebook messages.
Now everyone will know. But anyway,
yeah, everybody,
everybody that's listening.
So
this is an important matter.
That's actually why he's probably on the what's it called? On the, what is that phrase? On the
down low?
No. Well, on the down low. But there's like an old timey phrase where like bank robbers would like run away and they're like, he's on the loose or something.
He's on the run.
he's on the run. There's some word for it that I can't come with.
But at large.
Maybe no. That.
Did you check the bowling alley?
No. I don't have time to do that shit.
No, but see, that's how it came about, though.
That's how we found him.
Yeah.
But you know what?
That's the most obvious way to try to catch him.
You know what we should do? We should do a drawing of him, like in pencil, or I probably should do a drawing of him in pencil and say, have you seen this man?
Have you seen Mike Bovey?
But in all honesty, I really feel like that's why he's actually, you know, on the run.
Because he owes you money, James.
Because he owes James money.
And it's not like I'm freaking loan shark or something.
And you know, that's been since episode 100, too. You know that?
No, and also, that's before. When he came back to us, let's say, to be friends. Okay, he was like an estranged friend for like, let's say, 8 to 10 years.
Think about this. 100 weeks. That's 2 years, man, isn't it? Almost 2 years.
Yeah, it is. 52 weeks in a year.
52 weeks in a year. That means just by 1 month off, that's 2 years that he's had...
Isn't it called
On
the Lamb or something? On the Lamb, isn't that the phrase?
What?
It's like L-A-M or something like that. L-A-M. Like, it means that you're on the loose.
Is that what it means?
I mean, it's like some gangster talking about, like, hey, see, back in the day, he's on the Lamb.
I have no idea if that makes any sense. So I have no clue if that's even a proper terminology.
That should be the name of the show.
Everyone go home and check it out. On their own way.
I don't have a computer in front of me. Google is my brain.
But
anyway, if he's out there, we gotta track him down. Sorry that happened to you, James. But that just shows, like,
it's not over.
In my opinion, that just shows.
Still
to
needs
me that,
to be collected.
Well, like you're an honest. Yeah, you know, he came to you for money as a friend, and you were like, you know, you're a good friend, and so you're like, okay, here you go. And it's like, he just, whatever, takes it and basically, like, pieces out. And we don't see him for, like, 2 years.
Well, no, he did say, like, there was one day where he's like, oh, I can pay you back or whatever. If you want to meet up at such and such place tonight, whatever. And I said, okay. And then I said, oh, shit, you know what? I had something to do. I said, can you meet me, like, you know, tomorrow or whatever. It was, like, Saturday or something. He said, yeah, okay, that's cool. And then I forget what happened after that, but.
Were you there?
No, I don't remember exactly what happened. I just Remember, it never
maybe
happened.
He was there waiting for you and you
no,
didn't show up.
I doubt it. He's a little piece of shit.
All right. Moving on. Yeah, we just got to move on after that.
But, so I was purging my Facebook list the other day. I had like 270 friends. I'm down to like 85 or something now.
Damn.
Nice. That's good.
Actually,
cutting the
that
fat.
Takes some yeah. balls.
Yeah, well,
did you know all those people you deleted, unfriended? That must have felt so good.
A lot of them I did, but I put a thing out there because I got Twitter, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of new to Twitter, even though
am I following you on Twitter?
Yeah, I've had a Twitter for like, I don't know, three years or something.
I remember I tweeted you, and you never like answered back. And
yeah,
I
didn't know how to use it until like recently. I just didn't use it.
Do you know how to use it now?
I mean, kind of. I mean, I have a basic familiarity with Twitter. So
it
anyway,
does take a few months to really get into it.
Yeah, I kind of like it. It's all right. But I don't like the ads that they put up. Like, I keep seeing freaking Barack Obama popping up in my freaking tweet. I'm not following goddamn Barack Obama. Why does this shit keep popping up? But anyway.
You don't need to listen to it.
They're paying for those promoted ads during the election. But now that the election's over, you shouldn't get as much hassle, I guess. At least from him.
Yes, but other than crap like that, at least from him. Other than that, I like Twitter, so I put an announcement on my Facebook. Said, you know, hey, if you want to remain friends or whatever. No, I didn't say. What the hell did I say? I said, oh yeah, don't be offended, whatever. If you get deleted, because I'm only gonna keep close friends and family.
But how do they know? Do people know if you've been deleted yet?
Yeah, they would know.
Like, say you've been deleted.
If they won't give you a notification. But if, like, let's say James, like, I think I'm still on your friends list. But
yeah.
Let's say if you did delete me and I looked up James, went to his like wall, it would basically like
give you the option to add friend.
Yeah, add friend. But I'm like, wait, I was already your friend. So that's how you find out if people aren't your friend anymore.
Yeah, but see, like, I just gauge everything on how I react. It's like I really don't literally go to people's pages directly. And also, a lot of times, like, I feel like my wall is already filtered as it is. It's like I only see a certain amount of people anyway. So how would I know if these other 6,000
you would have to go directly in order to find out if somebody defriended you, you would have to go directly to their page, pretty much.
And at the end of
and
the
if
day,
it still says add, if it says add friend, then that means that they deleted you defriended you.
At the end of the day, I just feel like the ratio of people that I see compared to the people that I'm friends with is already like such a low amount that I wouldn't even know if people did unfriend.
Well,
me.
You're already friends with over 1,000 people on Facebook.
Jesus Christ!
How are you really going to be close friends with 1,000 people?
I'm not close friends with anyone. I'm close friends with people who've been on this show. That's really how it gets gauged. If you haven't been on this show, you are a friend, but I wouldn't count you a close friend until like we've had this moment. You know,
until we've had our conversation.
That's
the
really
circle
how
circle of friends.
That's really how it gets gauged sometimes, because like, you know, it's important. It's important at that level.
One of my friends was mad that I took him off.
Was he really a friend?
It was,
well, maybe he thought that you were more than
he was like
what
a
you
coworker
thought.
That I used to like talk to and BS with at work, but like, we'd never hung out with
outside of work. Yeah.
Yeah, with each other outside of work. He like threw a little pussy fit.
Really, what happened?
I basically told you the whole story.
Was it a hissy fit online, or was it in person?
Where
he's like,
sent me a text
like
message.
I can't believe you took me off of your favorite eight or your top eight. Remember that shit on MySpace?
Yeah. That's so stupid.
I was a girl who was dating in college. She freaking threw a fit because I didn't have her as my number one.
I can't believe
you're not my best friend. Why am I going to put you
in
number one?
Do you know who I had as my number one the whole time? Tom.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know who Tom is.
I hated Tom.
But I never really wanted to move him, because I was just like, well, I'll just keep him there so, like, you know, he can be there.
How do you, would you get offended if someone did that to you? If you weren't their number one?
I wouldn't, like, send him a text message asking why you defriended me. I would just say, oh, well, this guy doesn't like me or something, or
yeah,
doesn't want to be my friend. Let's move on.
I always get so entertained when conversations drop into text message territory. Like, you're having, like, conversations, like, you're having a conversation on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and then it starts out jokingly, and then it gets offending, like offensive, and then it goes into text format.
Why are you going to say that crap, man?
Yeah, like stuff like that, man. It makes me so like, oh, I've crossed the line now. You got to text me directly. But it's also at the same
it's
time.
It's like you take it offline, but you're really not offline.
Yeah, you're really
like
not offline because you don't have balls enough to just call me straight up.
Yeah, you're just texting.
You know what I mean? That's what it, like, when you have to hear my voice.
See, I think when you have to...
You don't want
to
call into the radio show?
Yeah, people should, like... people just don't know how to communicate these days. Like, sorry. Texting... I'm sorry, but texting is not communicating. It's one
actually,
thing...
Actually, yes, it is.
Well, it is...
It is communicating.
It's the, no, it's...
It
it's
is communicating.
The lowest form of communication.
No, it's not. I text people more than... Like, that's my main form of getting work, communication.
No,
it
that's
cuts
different.
To the, it cuts to the Slack, but it's not personal.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not.
That's not what you're saying. You're saying it's not communication.
It's the lowest form of communication.
The lowest form of communication is Facebook. Okay,
well,
that's what
that,
it is. Because you know why? Texting. You get texting immediately. You get it. You know, and you can see it in your hand.
If but that's
to,
like for
hold
information.
On. If I have to go to a different source, if I have to sign on web and then go search someone's message to me, that's a delay of game. If there's a delay, that's not a direct form of communication.
I agree with that. But what I'm saying is texting is good for communication in terms of like, here's the address, meet me at 7 p.m. Okay, that's fine because you already knew you're going to meet somebody. But if you're actually having like a private personal conversation with somebody, like you're saying like, why'd you take me on Facebook?
Yeah.
I'm just going to text that. Like, honestly, yeah. Like that just shows you where the level of friendship is right there. Like
the levels of friendship. I'm always so entertained by a level of friendship. People gauge their whole entire life on what level of friendship.
Well, why
really
can't
means.
People just actually like pick up the phone and dial the actual number and call using an actual voice if something
that,
happens? Like
that
if
takes,
some
that takes up too
or
much
something.
That takes up too much time. I can have conversations with six people at the same time through text.
Well, I've heard of even people breaking up through text.
Yeah, that happened to
Sorry.
Me.
Really?
Just now?
No. Years ago.
What, a girl did that to you?
2000.
An unnamed girl?
Yeah.
Through a text? Not even through a party?
Yeah.
Not even like a, like, oh, it was
like
great.
How,
oh,
how
it was a great
how
couple
was it
years.
Worded?
I guess because she felt that I would, she couldn't, like, you know, verbally communicate with me or whatever.
See,
she
but
was
I
was afraid that I was going to yell at her or something. I don't
I
know.
Think that that's
well,
a
are you,
problem.
Are you,
no,
are,
I was relieved. I was happy to be out of the relationship, honestly, because I had been trying to get out of it for a while.
You're like, let me try to conjure up the best way to do this. And then, like, when that happened, you're like, actually, the solution came to me.
So did you ever text her back, or you just, like, peaced out and you're like, that's it?
I yeah, think just... I was like, okay, whatever. And then,
okay,
no,
comma,
I was like,
whatever,
okay,
dot,
okay,
dot,
thanks.
Dot.
And then she was trying to call me after, like, you know, days later or something. Of course, I didn't answer it.
Did you unfriend her on Facebook?
I don't even think I had Facebook then, man. I didn't get Facebook till like, 2 years later. I still had, that was MySpace territory there.
Oh, did you take her off of MySpace?
Oh.
At that point,
is
you should
have... Is that the same girl that was afraid or was upset that she wasn't your number one?
At that point, you should have put her as her number one. You should have put her as her number one on that point.
Oh, that would have been such ownage.
The good
but
old days.
I just don't know why, like, if, say, an argument comes up, even if it's an online argument and people are just, you know, fighting over whatever stupid thing they're fighting about, why can't, you know, if it gets to that level, just call. Get their number, or, you know, or if you're really good friends with them, you should already have it.
My favorite is the email. No one understands emails these days.
Oh, I never use email anymore unless it's for official business.
Official business, see, exactly. Yeah. Business, like when I'm looking at
That's
emails,
what I'm saying.
I'm looking, waiting for an email.
All of those, like, technical things, like texting and email, like, it's more business-oriented, or, because, you know, obviously we don't have snail mail as much anymore. But if you're, like, actually really, really friends with people and you're not trying to do, like, a mass communication thing, you should either see them in person or a phone call should be sufficient.
I remember trying to track down Mike Bovey just to try to get him onto the show. That was very difficult as it was. I don't even know how I got him on the show.
Where does he live?
I don't know.
I don't know if I can tell you that on air. I don't even know if I actually know.
Do you know, like...
It's probably still in the same area. Huh. Probably the same vicinity if we go house to house. We can figure it out.
Go trick-or-treating and try to find them. Get candy, too.
But that's what I was getting at when I started talking about Facebook, because I didn't take him off my Facebook because, you know, otherwise...
You don't want to lose communication to get that $400 back.
I technically don't really take people off my Facebook unless they're, like, legitimately super annoying, like, on the wall. Like, when they post, like, the most stupid, ridiculous... Like, literally stuff I could care less about. When you're, like, overly detailed about your day and your opinions and all that stuff, specifically after this political time. But, like, I just, like, when it gets to just the obnoxiousness of it, when I really look at it and I'm like, and when I look at your page and I look at the wall and I'm just like, is this all you do? Get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean?
You are the weakest link.
I don't understand why there are some people that literally post like every half hour.
But besides that, at that point, they're just looking for attention, and like I don't want to be, I don't want to like you
hey,
know.
Hey guys, I'm still here. Check me out.
Yeah, like I don't really, you know. There's a fine line. I feel like there's a fine line for trying to grab people's attention, and after that, it's really just like the cry wolf syndrome, where it's really just like being a freaking baby about stuff. Like, I need attention now. And then I'm like, when I see you in person, you don't want to talk. It's just like, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Or there's some people who used to not be on Facebook that are now on Facebook, like Danny.
I don't understand that. If Danny's listening, like...
Let's call him right now.
No, but for... You should
call him up.
And ask him why.
James,
because
James, call him up. Put it on
like,
speaker.
Like, Facebook has been around for, like, years, and then Danny's always like, I'm never going to go on that crap.
James, can you
blah, 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 blah,
can you
and
call
then,
him? Let's get Danny on this 200th episode so we can put him on speaker.
A few months ago. Yeah, let's get him.
Initialize.
No, he's not going to answer the phone.
Yeah, yeah, try it.
No,
you never know unless you try.
No, if I call him, he's not going to pick up because he just figures I wanted to let it go to voicemail or whatever so that I can leave a prank.
He texted me today, but I haven't looked at the text yet.
Look at it. All right, let me try it on the air. Read it on the air.
My phone's on the other room.
Well, go up there.
Okay.
James, you talk about something while I try to find Danny's number.
All right. So anyway.
I'm going to give you a soapbox. You can talk about it right now.
So anyway, folks, this past weekend was Veterans Day weekend. I'd like to give props and thank you to all the veterans out there, and their families, and you know, anybody who supports them. Furthermore, I'd like to go on to say that if you are not a veteran, you are dead wrong, and you need to get your act together, or I will come for you.
Oh my gosh!
That's what you leave when I I'm gonna
it's
come
like
for
a,
you.
A PSA
I'm gonna hunt you down. Hold on.
PSA
let's,
about
let's
Veterans
see.
Day.
Hold on, I got this on speaker. Let's see if Danny will listen.
Oh, I want to read Danny's text.
Oh, go ahead. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Can I read the text?
Let's see if Danny will answer here.
He says, "Hey, I might try come up tomorrow. I have Monday off of work, so I don't have to worry about that day."
Do you think he'll answer?
He might be on the plane right now, coming to us.
Don't. It's too late.
If he talks, you guys gotta
go. Why would it be too late?
I don't know.
I think he was trying to get on the show, actually.
Danny Hong, please leave me your name, number, and brief message, and I'll be sure
no, out loud. Don't speak to the mic.
You know something, brother? Damn it. Go
big,
to hell.
Big fat nuts in your mouth. Slide them in your nose and your eye.
Hey, Dan, what's up?
Danny, you are now on the plane right now. Danny, this message is now being broadcasted through the 200th episode of the Carolyn and Joe Show. I know you wanted to try to make it down here, but James says put these fat, hairy nuts on your face and then use them as glasses and see the world in a new entire... Stop crying, James. He's crying. Call me back if you get this in under
ASAP.
20 minutes.
ASAP.
Oh, my God. You can see the world for a new point of view.
You ever use the word ASAP in your professional career?
ASAP.
Like, as a written form? As
look,
a...
look, I need that back ASAP so I can take care of
give me my TPS reports ASAP.
So Danny's actually been a great guest on the show, I think. He's been known as the Oracle. He's been on the whole
lot. I think he's a highlight of the show. Like, you know, when I look back on the 200 episodes that we've recorded, I think that having Danny as a guest is always a highlight.
Yeah, I mean, geez, you're just waiting for me to...
No, I mean... I'm
you're my co-host. You can carry the same weight I do.
I'm just saying, like, he's always has a good perspective on the world and his little take on things and his stories about people that he meets at his gym.
He's
entertaining.
Do you guys have any favorite moments of Danny being on the show?
All the moments.
Yeah, Danny's pretty much... he's pretty much classic in every way.
He's a great storyteller because he comes from... You know, he still travels from Atlanta... You know, and he always, I don't know, he has that different perspective on life, but it's also very honest, you know, and I think that's really cool. He always has good baseball stories, so does James, has great baseball stories, but he also has good stories just of like...
I think more observational humor is really good, his like highlight, because like he could go to any store and just like pick out people that he thinks is funny and make some commentary about them, which I enjoy.
He'll send me text messages every once in a while, and he'll say something like, oh my God, I was just sitting next to this Eddie Winslow on the Moving Africans train or whatever.
What, the Moving African
what
train?
What is it, the MARTA, the Moving Africans Rapidly Through Atlanta, whatever.
What?
Yeah, it's their subway system, MARTA.
Moving Africans?
Moving Africans Rapidly throughout Atlanta. It stands for something else, but...
What? Is that what that really stands for?
So that's basically like their metro.
It's called MARTA, but it stands for something else. But anyway, he'll send me a text, be like, man, I was sitting next to this Eddie Winslow on the Moving Africans train today, and then I stopped and got some Subway from the Sub Nuggets.
That's a text?
And then this guy was just throwing trash on the ground, and I was like, oh my god, that's so typical.
I also did like the show where Danny was talking about during Dragon Con, there was like a gay parade. And the costumes.
Like you couldn't tell the difference between both of them.
Yeah, I like that episode. Remember that one? He was talking about Dragon Con in Atlanta.
Dragon Con?
Yeah, it was basically like comic book fantasy convention type thing.
How the
gay pride parade was going on at the same time, and the people couldn't tell what con people were going to. I liked that episode.
one of my favorite episodes was a recent one, was the fact when Carolyn and I saw aliens. Did you listen to that one, James?
We saw aliens.
Yeah.
We saw UFOs.
Okay, we saw UFOs.
No, I saw the ad for it. I didn't listen to it yet.
You got the ad, James.
Thanks a lot.
You saw the ad for it?
Well, I saw the Facebook link or whatever.
You should click that aliens. One. That's the best one, man.
Yeah. We seriously did. Like, I'm not kidding you.
Where?
Right above the
near the other studio, like really close. Actually, it was on pretty much on top of your old house.
Huh.
So you had UFOs floating above your
right
old house.
Right in your old neighborhood.
Like it was clear as day to see. It was like a formation of four flying above your house.
No, first it was three, and then a fourth one appeared.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was strange. I've never seen anything. We
I
tried
did take
to.
A picture.
Well,
but
we did.
If you look at it, it's just going to look like floating dots in the sky.
It doesn't look like anything you can prove. But I did see it with my real eyes, and like I don't expect to ever see that again. But it was pretty awesome. And there were like lights that were hovering that were not planes. Like they were bigger than that. They were huge lights in the sky. And then they disappeared.
Hey, James, you don't believe us. Believe us.
He has a smirk on his face that's, like, questionable.
Hey, I believe the story when you saved the day, when you pulled that dude out of the car when you were running.
Well,
which one's more believable? Us seeing UFOs or you pulling someone out of a burning car and then a burning house and then a...
If you're going to ask that, let me ask you this. Was anybody else there that saw it too?
Yeah, Carolyn was there.
It was just us too. But we did
check... Why can't you count this as two sources?
We checked the UFO like hotline or whatever. There's like some online thing where like people can put in their submissions if they saw a UFO.
Yeah.
And like several other people on that same day saw the same thing. Some people actually saw more dots.
Was it all the stuff written in Russian, like every other?
No,
entry?
It was like it was
they
all
see
stuff.
UFOs
it was stuff,
there all the time.
It was stuff
in
from
Russia?
Ohio, yeah. Ohio, Virginia, Michigan. Where else was it?
In
it was like Richmond,
in,
Virginia.
What's it called? What's the Great Lakes like over the Great
Lakes?
Michigan. Yeah.
Like all that area, Ohio, Michigan, Virginia, and I guess a couple other states reported it. It was the same exact description.
Well. Have you checked lately? Maybe they figured out what it was.
I don't know. Who knows? But it was strange. Basically, what I'm saying is when they disintegrated, though, you know when you see a plane, like, go far away, the dot gets smaller. Because your perspective, you know, things in the foreground are bigger, and then the background are smaller, and they go away. You know,
so
you see the
like
dot
all
getting
small
smaller.
And just...
It didn't even get small. It just, like, disintegrated.
Huh.
It was really strange. And then the fourth one appeared.
Are you sure they weren't those lights, like, from the car dealerships that go around at night, the spotlight things?
No, it was basically like a light. It was basically like a golden orange colored globe. You know, like those old timey street lights.
No.
Those bulbs. It was like an orb.
Huh.
That was glowing.
No,
you
one ever
still
believes
don't believe
us.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to imagine what you're describing here.
Well, do you believe in aliens and UFOs? Do you believe in other species, like besides Earth?
No. Yes. I don't know. I have no reason.
So you're just like
know.
Undefined.
So there's nothing. None of that stuff ever happened during like your military time.
I just
like
don't care. I just don't care if they're aliens or not. Because if there are, you know, if they're gonna come to our sky, why don't they come, you know, to the earth.
Maybe they will, or maybe they just, maybe they think we're already petty, and they're just like, we don't need earthlings.
Has there been nothing like that that you question about, like in the military, where you see like weird formations or like ships or secret stuff that you're allowed to talk about without being in trouble?
What do you mean, like aliens?
Yeah, like anything that's like, oh, that could be a UFO, and like that's a fancy ship to be like a UFO, you know what I mean?
No.
Well, they do those testings in the area, so maybe it was military craft.
Like in New Mexico?
Yeah, I drove near there, and I asked Siri, I was like, where are the aliens? And Siri was like, I don't know. Cannot find aliens.
But we have looked up Area 51 on Google Earth.
Yeah, it's gone. James, it's gone.
It's just blank.
It's just blank, or it's white. So either it's all snow.
Doesn't exist.
Or it doesn't exist.
Who knows?
Yeah, man.
All I know is that whatever I saw on that day was something that I've never seen before. Because then afterwards we went to look for them more and we took a walk. And we saw like an ordinary plane go by. So that way we were like easily able to be like, that was not a plane.
Yeah.
Like that was nothing that I've ever seen in the sky before. And I'm probably not ever going to see it again. If I do, that would be cool. But I don't know. It was a little bit disalarming to be like, what was that? Like, and then it just disappeared like that. It was very strange.
Another cool amount of stories, because you always come here with like a new, usually like a prison story and stuff like that. Or you saving the day. Those have always been fun episodes to hear you talk about. Like, I don't know. Like, those are always one of the highlights of having you on the show. That's why it's going to be sad. You know, how are we going to fill the gap, man? How are you going to fill the gap when you're not here?
I guess we can.
Unless you're going to drive here every weekend.
You can call.
No.
You can do a call-in.
Yeah, I could do a call-in. Oh, dude. I'll be living down by like Myrtle Beach area. You guys should like drive down with your gear and
how
set
close
up the
to
studio.
The beach?
I don't know, like 2 hours away.
We could go down for a weekend and go to the beach too.
Well, I mean, I'll be living like 2 or 2.5 hours south of Myrtle Beach, so
that's pretty far. We could try it.
It's only like 6 hours from here. Just do it.
Wait, wait. So the beach is west, or sorry, the beach is you are south of the beach. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been to House of Blues, Myrtle Beach?
I'll be living near the coast too, but it's
But it's south.
Further down 95.
Okay.
I remember.
There'll be signs for south of the border down there.
Yeah.
So basically, a year ago we had their. I guess it'll be not a year ago, but the earthquake happened, and just recently now we have Sandy happen. Where were you, James? Did anything cool happen with you and all the craziness?
The earthquake?
Or wait, actually, did we talk to you about the earthquake?
No, but you know what? God damn it. I was going to go to Atlantic City that weekend.
When Sandy hit?
Yeah.
Really?
And people were saying, oh, don't you know there's supposed to be that big storm this weekend? I'm like,
Why were you going to go to Atlantic City? Just to hang out?
Well, because the week prior, I found out that I was definitely, 100% getting this job.
So you're like, all right, this is it.
So I decided, you know what, fuck it. Or, excuse my language. Screw it. I'm just like, Friday is my last day at this job.
Yeah.
This weekend, I'm gonna do something cool. Hey, I'll go to Atlantic City. Why not? So
What's it called? The Charlestown or something.
I went
like
there the other day and lost $200. I lost it in like real fast too. It pissed me off.
So you're just like, as soon as you got there, you're like, well, that ruined my day.
Did you just leave, or what did you try to do? They have unlimited drinks there.
Yeah, they do. But because they want to get you drunk, so you keep wasting your money.
So did you go to Atlantic City?
But what did you do after you lost the 200?
This is what I want to find out, James. Now that this is the 200th episode, which is basically, I would say, we'll call this your farewell. Why not? Why not? Let's make it like
I don't think we should call it the official.
But whatever, it's remnant of that. But in a sense, like, so now that you know you're sort of moving away, have you had like a list of stuff you want to do before you're gone?
A
you move again?
List.
Yeah.
No, because I'm eventually coming back.
Yeah.
Eventually coming back. It's not like.
Things that you wanted to do?
Do you know if there's a time frame that you have to be down there and then you come back?
What do you mean? Oh no.
Okay.
I don't know. Because I got to go for. I'm going to be in North Carolina for like 3 months from January through sometime in April, I guess. And then I'm moving back to South Carolina. So I'm going to be down there for like 6 weeks and then North Carolina for 3 months and then back.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Forever.
But, yeah. Because I got to go through like a training academy type of deal.
You got to do training again?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a retraining?
No, it's just a different type
new training?
Different type of job. But what were we talking about? Yeah, so no, I don't really have a time frame or anything like that. But I know that my work schedule is like, it's going to be like work 2 days and I'm off for 3 days. But they're like 13 and a half hour shifts, so. Long days, but you get like long weekends all the time. So
that's cool.
So you'll be back occasionally.
What do you know of South Carolina? Is there some fun stuff for you to think about back down there?
Yeah, you know, it's gonna be a little more laid back. And
is that the flag that has like a little moon shape with a palm tree and a star on it?
Yeah.
I think Aaron Tippin. You know Aaron Tippin? He's like a country star.
He's
from
the working
90s.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, he has that tattooed on his arm.
Is that where he's from?
I believe so.
Nice. Aaron Tippin ruled.
Yeah, you gotta look that up.
Yeah,
oh,
up
man,
right
you
now.
Should get a...
Looking it up right now.
You should meet Aaron Tippin while you're down there.
That'd be cool.
You should also, if you go to Myrtle Beach, check out the Myrtle Beach location for House of Blues. I enjoy that place. And on Sundays, they have a gospel brunch, which is awesome.
You know who else is from South Carolina?
Who's that?
Hootie.
Are you going to try to meet Hootie?
Yeah.
Or
he lives in Nashville now.
What?
He's like a big country music star.
He doesn't live in Nashville, does he?
Are you going to be close to Nashville? No, probably not.
No.
I'm only going to be like an hour away from Charleston, though.
Charleston?
Yeah.
You're going to be closer to Danny.
Yeah. He's going to come over and we're going to do some minor league baseball tourism.
Cool.
Next summer.
Next summer?
Yeah.
It's not too far away, really. It's going to come pretty fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man, this year's... Fly by now.
It's
200. How many years is 200 episodes?
Almost four.
Holy crap. We've been doing this for 4 years. Doing the same exact. I was like, just before I press record, like just now on this, the same recorder. This setup was the same setup that we started with, too, except a different laptop. I don't even think we had a laptop before that to play the music. We had like that CD player. And I was like, screw making these CD. After like episode 100, I think I was like, screw using CDs for one. We've kept this show as lo-fi as possible. I think that's always been so amazing. We started in a real studio when we first started doing this, and then it breached over into like just making like our own using our own equipment. And now we're just, you know, keeping lo-fi. We've taken this show on the road. We've been to people's places. I thought that's always been because we did the Brandon Weatherby. We in a sense we went on his show. I think it's always fun. We've done the Mocha podcast. Didn't we do that in their location too?
Yeah, and we recorded there. And then also just 2 weeks ago we did our first live appearance at the Annapolis Comic Con.
Yeah, that was cool. A lot of stuff happens in 200, man. And there's still people that are just like, oh, are you still doing the show? Yeah. We're just still doing the show, man. Really, at the end of the day, it's always just a cool like documentation of just like life and stuff. What's happening? You know what I mean?
Definitely.
We
need to utilize the phone thing. So when James goes away, we can have a call in. We need to utilize definitely like Skyping too for people that are out of the area.
Skype chat roulette or whatever.
Trying to meet James on the chat.
Oh yeah, we should do that.
We did an episode of chat roulette.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah, that was horrible.
That was
like the most horrible.
We were there for
actually.
That one too. I don't even know how that started.
Kept seeing dongs on the.
Like you got to think about
penis after penis.
You got to think about like the idea. Like this is all that this dick can think about. It's like I'm gonna put my cock on the screen, and then what?
But he doesn't even have the balls to show his face.
Yeah, he had this. He doesn't have balls at all.
It's all just cock.
No balls, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like stuff with the internet with chat roulette. It's like I felt
so gross.
I remember I tried to get people to go on chat roulette while on set. I was like, dude, go on to it. Like during lunchtime, it's like you gotta go run this thing. You gotta check it out. And like I think the assistant director is gonna yell at us for that. I was like, who cares? Dude, go for it.
Nice.
I remember sometimes I try to go on people's phones and get them on chat roulette. <It's> just, so when they go on their phone, they're just like, what the hell is this? I don't know, keep on going.
It's disturbing.
I don't even know if chat roulette still exists at this time, man. It probably doesn't, but you gotta think about it. I still don't understand that ideology of just like, I'm just gonna put my cock on the screen and let's see what happens. What do you think is gonna happen?
Eventually somebody will stop and just watch it for a little while, I guess.
I don't know. You're like, wow, this is really interesting. What will happen next? What's the next chapter in this story? That was another episode that I thought was like pretty, I don't know what the hell to call that. That was just, it was just wild in the sense of just like, oh, I can't believe you did that shit.
Oh, man. Damn it.
What do you mean, damn it? So at the end, at the end of the day, it's always sort of like a, I don't know. I think it's fun. I don't even know when this podcast will end. Do you think I should even end this podcast at every time? Like the number-wise, or should I just keep going? Because
we've never really decided on ending it.
I'll just keep going
just keep going until we die or something. It can be like a audio archive of our lives.
So yeah. When we first asked you to be on this podcast, James, I don't even know. Did you? I remember like one of the first times we ever recorded, like when we legitimately ever recorded before we started taking numbers, might have been like we're with Huzzard's wedding. You know what I mean?
Didn't we do it at his house one time? Did we record there?
Yes, yeah. We did do that. That was on my birthday,
remember
too.
I talked about AOL or something?
That was like before like a Survivor Series.
And Huzzard was
like
cooking in the background.
Yeah. And I remember I started that episode with like, Hulk Hogan, we come for you, nigga. And then like I just played like the music after that.
Damn it. I've been getting on my friend because like I've been good friends with this guy for a long time.
Did you defriend
nice
him on Facebook?
No. But he will go on the internet, on Facebook or whatever, and just comment on your shit and just troll the hell. You know the word troll?
Yeah.
You're familiar with that term?
Yeah.
He will troll the hell out of your stuff. He doesn't care who it is, if you're best friends or your worst enemy.
Doesn't everyone troll, though?
No, he'll just go on there and be like, say you post something like, I'm going to the Chili Peppers concert or whatever this weekend.
And he'd be like, oh, shit, like, so am I.
No, he'll go in there and be like, Chili Peppers suck. They haven't come out with a good album since whenever. That's a waste of time. He'll just like push like that.
Just for no reason.
Dude, what the hell is your problem? So finally, like, I got pissed off at him the other day for trolling on my shit. I forget what it was. Oh, yeah, for going to the Wizards game.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like, Wizards suck. That's stupid or whatever. So, I'm telling him, hey, man, stop trolling my shit. He's like, all right, man,
well,
sorry, I won't do anything.
Did you do it through the message board, or did you...
No, in person.
Oh, okay, in person. Did you send him like a text, hey, stop trolling my shit, bitch?
No, in person. So, I post another thing about, like, the same similar topic, something about... I post, like, the Washington Wizards logo.
Yeah.
My thing. Because, like, it was right after the election, and everybody was posting, like... A lot of my friends were posting, like, oh, this sucks, you know, Obama, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you know what, I'm not going to fall into that trap.
You don't want to be a sucker.
Or yeah, like, so instead of posting like, oh, my guy didn't win or whatever, I just posted like, go Wizards, and I posted a logo, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Danny goes on there, that's a stupid-ass freaking-looking logo. God damn it.
you can't escape, man. You can't escape that. People are going to freaking make comments about anything.
But I didn't expect Danny to start trolling my crap.
That's a stupid-ass logo. Like, how was that, man? How was that game?
Oh, it was all right. I went to one on Friday night as well. This past Friday, took my dad and my brother.
That's cool, man.
Pretty good. It was military appreciation night. It was pretty sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, I still lost. They suck.
I'm surprised that you don't go to the wrestling events. You know, you get it for free.
Who does?
The military.
Well, my military ID's expired. By the way, I'm not going back to the military since I got this other full time job.
Oh. Okay, I thought what you were moving for had to do with the military.
No.
Okay.
Sure doesn't. Well,
so I guess that's
does.
A good thing. It's related, but not full on military.
Civilian job, but in military base.
Got it.
Civilian position.
I love using that term. Actually, like
that's
I started,
what it's called.
I started using a different term now instead of civilians. Like it's like a civilian ideology that I place down upon people. Now I just use mortals.
Mere mortals. Peons.
That's what they use
now.
I was like, that's a mortal perspective.
What was the thing that King Booker used to call people?
Peasants.
You're just peasants. You're just mortals.
So what's the So I don't know. Were you around? Did you see what happened with you and Sandy? Did you ever do anything?
Like, oh yes.
Did you get Well, did you get nailed by that?
You were going to go to AC, but you decided not to, right?
Well, yeah, people, I was like, oh, man, I'm pumped, man. This is my last day's Friday. You know, whatever. I was talking to people at work.
Who are you talking? Oh, that's, I thought you were talking to yourself.
No, last day's Friday, pumped. You know, I get this new job coming up. I'm going to take a couple weeks off. I'm just going to chill. You know what? I'm going to Atlantic City this weekend.
How come I never hear you speak like that in real life? You only do that.
I was talking to black people. So
yeah, bro, we got to get it down.
Yeah, do I was doing the hand things too.
That's a good question.
The fist into the open palm.
Do you ever change,
like, putting your shoulders forward?
Now, do you ever change this sort of, like, talk when you speak to, like, Asian people? Do you ever work with Asian people?
I was joking. I don't talk like that to black people.
Well, why not? I do.
Man, I was working with this black guy, and we were looking at the computer at work, right? And he's pulling up some video of Kanye West. It was some, like, party in Atlanta from, like, 19-whatever. It was, like, before he got big. Before, like, when he was first discovered as, like, an up-and-coming rapper.
Yeah.
And he was young as hell, and they had, like, Kanye West and, like, a bunch of other rappers, whatever. And they're standing around giving interviews, and they're talking, like, all... it just sounded ridiculous.
And, fresh? Were they talking fresh?
Yeah, but it sounded so stupid, and he's, like, getting all into it. He's like, yeah, man, that's freaking Kanye back before he was... I'm looking at him, like, why are they talking like that? It sounds fucking ridiculous. He's like, he looked at me like he was all offended. Like,
it's true.
That's how we talk, man.
That's how we talk. I've worked a lot of black people, and a lot of times they don't talk. They don't talk like that, man. You don't go up to Mexicans and be like, "Oh, it's up SA." You don't think that's how they all talk?
Just a segment of them. Because even like white people, if some people are like,
"How do white people talk, Carolyn?"
It might be redneck if like not all white people talk.
Because Jake always makes that Jake, I don't even know where Jake is from. But he always he can go into that voice real fast and be like, oh yeah, nah, because we got this down on C now, you know.
Yeah,
what
but he,
come
see,
on,
but
Messa,
he
we got
talk,
that stuff.
I know he doesn't talk like that in real life though. That's just
well, you
a character.
Can tell he'll fall
it's
right
a character
into it.
He puts on.
You know, down in the South we got this right now.
He is, but he is from the South, and so he probably has been around those type of people, so he can pick up on that accent. But that's not how he actually talks.
You know the type of people I just can't stand anymore?
Humans.
No.
Asians.
The redneck wiggers. Like they're like super like white trash
kid,
rednecks.
Like, yeah. Kid Rock.
They try to talk like Eminem.
Like Kid Rock.
I can't stand that. Like, why would you want to? Never mind.
Would you want to talk like that?
Why would you want to just be like the person?
Because you
like,
want to belong, man. You gotta belong
you
with
be
the
part
group.
Of the crew.
You know what I mean?
But who do you belong with?
There's the same guys that are all trying to pretend to be in the same group.
Oh,
see,
man,
it goes nowhere.
Here.
It
get
goes nowhere,
here.
James.
You're right.
Actually, they're all trying. See, this is my theory. There's one alpha male, and everyone tries to act like the alpha male, but the alpha male doesn't give a fuck.
What group I really can't stand though, honestly, is Asians right now.
Like, you know what?
Because it's and actually in particular Asian women, because they want things like that story that I told. I think James was in the studio that time about that Asian lady that was like asking me to give like her daughter a job.
Yeah.
Like, people like that. And it's not, like, I don't want to generalize that I don't like all Asians and all that, but specifically Asian women, like, in that story. Just because, like, I don't even know you and I see you at the gym doesn't mean that you I owe your daughter a job. You know, like, they feel, like, privileged.
I don't even think it's just Asian women in general. I think it's just, like, people like that, or they feel like you owe them something just for existing.
Yeah, and also all these people that have like asked me for things like that, I honestly don't really know. Yeah, just because I see you at the gym like twice a week, does that mean we actually know each other?
No.
That's just like you physically see the person. You know what I mean? That's like, oh, if you check out like the same grocery clerk every time, does that mean that you know each other just because somebody scanned your food items and gives you a receipt? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I understand like, you won't be able to know them, but I know I dislike it when complete strangers would come up to me. And they'd be like, "Oh, I see you're working here. Is there a way for you to get my son a job or something like that?" And you know, I'll entertain it as far as it goes. But at the end of the day, I don't know who you are, and I'm not in control of that.
Yeah,
I'll just do what everyone else does and hire your friends.
I mean, it's one thing for like an internship or something sometimes, but like just to barely know somebody and just know that they exist and then ask for a job. Because remember, did I ever tell that story on
you did.
The radio show about the employee at Safeway?
No, go ahead.
Asking for a job?
Go ahead.
Well, because basically I was checking out an employee at Safeway.
Which Safeway are we talking about?
The one at Old King Mill.
Oh, the Burke Safeway.
Yeah.
Nice. I used to work there. I worked there years ago.
Which actually is a good safe way, but this one employee is just like, he's like, basically the person in front of me was honestly being kind of rude about, like, you know, she was just like, give me my receipt, and then she like snatched it from them, and then she like went, you know, off, and then like we both kind of like, you know, when it came my turn to like check out, we both kind of like gave like an acknowledged head shake of like, that person's stupid, you know, in front of us.
Yeah.
And then like he was just like, oh yeah, so the conversation went something like this. He's like, so what do you do or something, like, you know, he basically was complaining about his job, which I felt was a little unprofessional in front of me, but then like I told him what I did, and then he was like, oh, you know, he's like, I like to draw too, so, you know, does that mean I can get a job there? Like, seriously, and I know it was, like, partially humor, too, but it was also, like, and then, like, my question back to him was, like, I don't know, do you have a portfolio? And then, like, he acted like, you know, he acted like he didn't really have any of his shit together, you know what I mean? Like, and then, so basically,
it's
like,
a portfolio.
Yeah, like, I'm like, you have to, you know, I was like, well, you have to, like, you know, apply. Like, you have to have, like, your stuff, you know, I mean, you can't just, I mean, like, ask for to.
Like, truthfully, at the end of the day, when I do try to hire people, it's almost not about skill, but it can you deliver? You know, can you deliver when you need to? And like, that's a sign of someone who's like that. Then it's like he didn't step up and try to deliver to the people that need to see it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he can draw or do whatever he says he can. But
yeah, but I can draw too. Like, it doesn't mean I want to deliver it. You know what I mean?
But also, if you don't really have a portfolio, how are you supposed to show somebody what you can do?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and also, like, I'm just gonna hire you on the spot when I'm checking out groceries at Safeway.
Now, if that person had a portfolio like right underneath the counter, it's like, actually, yeah. You know what I mean? I'll be like, hey, all right.
No, seriously, I'd be, or if they were like, oh, I have it in my car.
Or here's check it out on my phone. You know what I mean? Here's my photos.
Or if they happen to have a business card on them and just pull it right out. I might check it out. I'm not saying I would hire them, but I might check it out. But I just think it was like an odd conversation because I'm just like, dude, I'm just checking out groceries. Same thing with the lady who wanted me to give her daughter a job. I'm like, I'm actually like lifting weights here. like I was literally like, I had like the arm bar. Like, I was literally like that, and she was like, excuse me.
Yeah, there's a lot of inconsiderate people out there.
Like, I'm like literally actually working out.
Yeah,
like,
somebody walked like, up to me and started talking to me. Well, oh, God.
There have been so many moments now that, like, there have been people that have been so inconsiderate of, like, just the obvious things. Like, when we were loading into the Richmond Comic Con that one time. And then we had all our stuff, and we're struggling so hard to get our stuff to the door. And then some dude, like, we're like pretty much three feet away from the door, and some dude just comes through like from behind us, opens the door, and doesn't even try to let us in, and just walks in and closes it right in front of us. And we're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we just like, gave each other a look.
We're
like,
oh,
really?
you didn't see us try to get in here without our hands? And then as soon as we got inside, he was like, oh, is there some sort of show happening? And I just no-sold it. I was like, I'm not going to freaking talk to you.
That was a hotel employee,
I believe. Fuck that guy. You know what I mean? And at the same time today, like, you know, we were just like at IKEA getting some stuff. And then the dude, like, we have this big ass cart full of stuff. And he knows I'm going right forward. And there's a cart right in my way. I'm trying to get my pathway. And then basically the guy walks up and he's like, oh, is this your bag? You know? And then we're like, no, it's not our bag. And he pulls it and then walks away. And I'm like, you're an employee. You didn't freaking think I need to get this cart out of my way?
He pulled the bag that was in the cart, but he didn't move the cart.
Yeah, I was
like,
obvious. And then I just went up and just kicked it. I was like, fuck you.
And then he looked back at you as you kicked the cart, and then he kept walking.
Yeah, because it's stupid, illogical stuff that pisses me off. It's like, I don't know, someone could go and murder somebody, but I'm like, that almost makes me feel like that's the stupidity that gets people murdered, man.
Well, there's been times where girls are getting raped and people just walk by.
Yeah. That's why we have the show, because these people are fucking idiots out there.
Well, what would you do if you saw a girl getting raped?
I would go and I would fulfill a wish and I would murder somebody.
What would you do, James? Would you save the day?
I mean, it's pretty obvious what I would do.
Domination! They'd be like, let me help you. No, I'm just...
You should come up from behind the guy and like choke him out.
No, you know what I would do? The first instinct that I would do is I would quickly run up if I see it. I guess it depends on the situation. Is it in a car? Is it in a...
Let's say it's in like a Safeway, or I shouldn't say Safeway. I don't want to blame them for anything. Let's say it's in a grocery store parking lot, and off to the side near a tree, wooded area, hidden area, you see a girl getting raped by a guy.
All right, so...
Let's say it's like slightly sundown. Like, it's dark, but it's not too dark.
Okay.
You can still see what's going on. But
and I see someone getting raped?
Yeah.
Like, and they're yelling? It's in a car, you say?
No, it's in the wooded area that's like...
And I can clearly say there's someone getting raped?
Yeah.
You know what I would do? I'll take out my sword. No, I wouldn't take out my sword. But what I'll do is the first thing I'll do, depending on the position, if the person's being raped, he's positioned on top, I would run up and I'll do a drop kick right to the head or to the body. Get the person off first. Well,
first
separation.
Thing you
want to
do
cause
is probably
separation.
Pull out your phone and call 911 and then go assist.
All right, that's a good point. I can do both of those at the same
time,
though, right?
What happens if he has a gun or something, you know?
Yeah, that's
a good point.
That's what I'm, you know, worried about.
She's getting raped. It's probably, you know, because she's afraid of getting shot or stabbed or something.
Well, you can't rape someone with a gun in your hand, can you? Or I guess you can.
You can put it in your pocket or holster or whatever. I don't know. Off to the side.
Maybe he can present it at first and then put it down. I don't know.
Right, you're not going to be standing there like, and then one-handed, like, trying to get her shit off.
That's what I'm saying. How are you supposed to rape someone when you have a
I don't know. I've never raped anybody. So.
Yeah, but see, if you're trying to, in my head, if I'm trying to plan out a rape, yeah, you'd have the gun in your hand, I guess, if you're using the gun as like, hey, I'm going
to
rape you. Here's my gun in my hand.
How did we get to this conversation?
You know, if I'm going
to
rape you, here's my gun in my hand, and here, take off your clothes, and let me, it'd be like, why don't you fuck me? That's how the rape will happen. I'm like, what?
I don't know. I just don't wish it upon anybody.
You know what I'm saying? But
like, I'm basically posing the question of people that just walk by and like they'll see something, you know, bad happen. Even if it, or
you're
even
right,
a car
James,
in the
I
way.
Should call 911 first.
And then you're probably going to want to look around for a blunt object.
Yeah.
And you're going to probably want to strike him in the head or in the back of the head or in the neck.
And that's
then,
how to do
and then
it.
What?
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly? And repeat. Yeah. Then repeat. Yeah. After that.
Repeat.
I mean, that's the best way. But yes, I probably would act. That's probably my curse. What was that?
Maybe it's Danny.
Maybe it's Danny texting us. Is he going to make it in time?
I don't know.
I'm going to text Danny right now.
I'm going to text him I feel like partying right now. No, but see, yeah, that's exactly what I'd do. I mean, now, a different scenario would be if, like, some girl was being pushed around, like, at a party. Or not like that, but, like, I don't know. When I see, like, party drama happen and people are always stand up for the girl, at that situation, I don't really know what's happening. I would not. It would be weird for me to stand up for a girl in that situation because who knows what that girl really is, like one of those backstabbing girls. You know,
what if she was pissing the guy off and he finally snapped or something. Yeah,
because girls do that, man. They do piss off guys, and then all of a sudden people look at the girl because she's wearing scantily clad clothing. They're like, oh, she's innocent. You know what I mean? Or they're more like, oh, I want to fuck that girl too. I need to save her. You know what I mean? And then the rape happens.
Seconds.
Yeah, and then the rape happens at the end, and I got to come in at the end. I got to call, and then
true.
I got to dropkick. You know what I mean?
That's true. I guess you got to know the whole situation.
You do. I think you do need see the whole situation. But see, when it comes down to rape, then you stop it at rape. You just got to cause separation. You got to cause it before the AIDS gets transferred or the baby gets planted. You don't want to let that happen. But if it's just drama at like a party, you sort of just play it out because at the end of the time, people are drunk, and you don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
that's my thoughts.
But I'm assuming that if it's like
now,
you know,
Carolyn, if you saw someone getting raped, what would you do?
I would probably call 911 and try to find a person
and then
nearby.
Keep it on speakerphone and just be like, "I'm about to drop kick this motherfucker. He's raping this girl. Go!"
I mean, I don't know if I could actually like take action to hit the guy because being a female, for all I know, he could just slap my face and hit me on the floor and tag me next. You know what I mean? Like, who knows what you're after?
Rape two people at the same time?
I don't know, dude. Like, I'm just saying I would probably call 911 and then I'll try to find, like, somebody around the area.
Alright, honestly, rapists are pieces of shit and probably, since they're so lame, they have to just try to abuse women. You know what I mean? I don't know, honestly,
why people would do that because that's pretty low life. Get a girlfriend.
See if you can add this on. See if you can help me out on this, James. A certain crime comes with a certain type of mentality. Like, everything else would just come by accident. I feel like if you're a thief, you're probably not a killer. If you're a rapist, you're probably worthless and you can't stand up to normal guys and stuff like that. Do you ever see that type of stereotype happening? Or do you have some sort of, you know, do you think that matches or people, you know what I mean?
That's true. Like, when you're working in the jail, the guys that are arrested for, you know, larceny and, you know, whatever, they're usually whiny little bitches or drug charges.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the guys that are in there for murder, like first degree, second degree murder, manslaughter, stuff like that, like malicious wounding, those guys are usually, you know, believe it or not, they're a little more laid back. They kind of, because they know they have, you know, what they got coming to them. They're just trying to, you know, buy their time till they get done with court and move on to prison, whatever, and do their time.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So like,
but, freaking sex offenders are the worst, man. They're just, You just want to fucking strangle her ass.
You know what's crazy? About maybe once a year, or maybe once every 2 years, I haven't been keeping track. But sometimes what I like to do is go on the sex offender registry and look at those people.
Just for fun.
No, I mean,
just
no,
to see
no.
who's in your neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. I don't do it all the time. Like I said, once a year, I might spend 15 minutes looking at them. Because, you know, you can type in your zip code, see what's nearby. And, like, honestly, though, when you look at those guys, a lot of them look horrible.
Like worthless?
They're the scum of the earth. Like, honestly, like, physically, like, they just look like something's wrong with them just by looking at them.
I know where they work, too. You could see the guys that work at Safeway and whatever.
Why are we keep referencing Safeway?
Safeway. It's not so safe over at Safeway, huh?
I know, right? Isn't that where Gabrielle Giffords got hit?
Who?
The
Gabrielle Giffords.
Yeah,
who calls that?
You know who she is. I think she's a congresswoman from New Mexico or whatever.
Was it Arizona
or something? Where was it? Do you know where it was?
I think it was Arizona.
Arizona.
California.
No, it's not California.
Sure.
It's right next to California. Is that Arizona?
That's right. I was thinking of Kathy Lee.
No, but Gabrielle Giffords, I think also she might be in court soon. She's actually supposed to appear in court to see the guy who shot her, which I think is like, honestly, it's like, even if you don't agree with somebody's politics, though, it's a little extreme to go shooting your congresswoman in the face. You know, and then it's also like harmless people that were nearby.
You know,
they were. I believe that was a Safeway.
It's not so safe at Safeway now, is it?
You know, the one reason I wouldn't shoot somebody in the face,
that you would not.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that she lived.
I don't want to go to jail.
So you shoot them somewhere else?
I wouldn't shoot anybody unless they were
a threat.
Threat to myself or somebody else.
National security.
Or that. Or breaking into my house.
That's one of those things. If people break into your house, you can just, like, inflict many damage to that person, right?
I would. You remember hearing about that old guy? I think it was in Texas. There's two guys were breaking into his neighbor's house, and they were running out. And he goes, he's got 911 on the line, and he's like, these two guys are breaking in. They're taking stuff. They're about to come out. The operator's like, stay away from him. Don't go near him. He's like, no, I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to shoot him. I got a shotgun.
Well, you're in Texas, so.
Sir, no, stay away. Let the cops come. And then you hear him go, hey, stop. You're dead.
Did they die?
Yeah.
We're just laughing.
He blew him away with a shotgun.
But I'm assuming he had jail time, though, too, right?
No, I don't. I think he got off.
Oh, really?
Off. Yeah.
But it wasn't his property.
I mean, it's Texas.
I mean, I don't know. And also, yeah, it's Texas. You can do whatever the heck you want with a gun there.
No, you're dead.
Yeah, dude, you know what,
dead,
though?
Scott Hall.
I agree with that. I agree with that, though. You see, like...
Street justice, man.
Exactly. Like, somebody else is stealing your neighbor's stuff. I mean, I don't know. You know what? In Virginia, that wouldn't fly.
Yeah, well, nothing flies anyway. I feel like this day and age, people are so safe. They don't want to do anything. You know what I mean? They don't even want to move from behind a computer.
Our society's a bunch of pussies, man.
I'm telling you. That partially is super true. You know what I mean?
I want to do? I've wanted to do this cartoon. I haven't, like, done it yet, but I'll just say it here. But I wanted to do, like, you know, like, back in the day, like, Civil War. You have, like, these young men out there fighting.
Back in the day?
You know, like, you know, they're 18 or whatever. They're fighting in the Civil War.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, brother versus brother, you know? Like, they're, you know, that's what they know, and they're defending their country. For, you know, north versus south type thing. And you have a picture of that, and then you have a picture of that underneath says, like, 2012, and then, like, just people sitting around playing, like, Call of Duty or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, World War II, or, you know, like, having a young guy out there, like, World War II, you know, he's fighting for his country, fighting to defeat the Nazis and all that, but... And then you have him fighting, and then you have, like, kids nowadays that are, like, Modern Warfare or whatever. You know
what I hate? Like, the type of people that really piss me off are the people that are, like consider themselves experts on military history or whatever, like, weaponry and stuff. But
they know
they
about
never
the bayonet.
Served, they've never served, you know, like...
So they've never fired a weapon or they never had to...
Yeah, but, like, I remember I had a friend in college, and he used to always be like, no, don't the Marines use the whatever, like, he'd start making up some shit, like... Talk about all these, like, advanced weapons that, like, I've never even heard of. Like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, no, that's what you guys use.
You're right, like, dude. you're like, I've held this weapon. I've held the proper weapon that we use. Don't tell me what how it is.
Like, oh yeah, that type of weapon that you guys use is fully automatic, but no, it's not. So he's like, yeah, yes, it is, man. Trust me.
And he's trying. Because
I was reading about it on the thing. I'm like, okay.
I read about it in the message board.
You know, would be awesome, like dynamic too of a cartoon would be like having the slaves back in the day, like picking cotton, you know, like Civil War time and all that, and then have like 2012 right next to it, and then have like a black kid playing Farmville.
God,
what? Like a good thought.
Play Farmville.
I'm just saying, like, that's the work ethic
Let me ask you
this. Before, you know, like I'm saying, you have, like, it's not just trying to rig on the black people, that's just, like, in people in general, you know what I mean? Like I was saying with the army before, it's like, you can have, like, this young guy in the war giving it his all, and then, like, next to it have, like, Call of Duty. And,
black
like, some
people don't play Farmville.
They probably don't.
Do they?
I'm sure some might.
I don't even know what you're supposed to do in Farmville, guys.
You have to, like, collect cows and shit and, like, ask for corn.
Yeah.
Call your friends.
Let's collect cows.
I checked it out when it first came out.
I didn't sign up for it.
You didn't? I had it for a couple weeks.
I didn't want to get involved because I was, like, already on
edge. Is that the same as, like,
Facebook.
Mafia Wars and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's just, like, things that you, like, collect and then you have to, like, get to a
this. All I get on Facebook is a bunch of invites to events. Like, everyone apparently has some sort of special event happening every single hour of the day.
Really?
That they just got. I just get freaking events. This is an event. More events. You know? I'm like, don't you know I'm not going to go? Unless I know who you are, for one thing.
They probably just send it out to all their friends.
They do. That's what makes it less special. If they're just going to go all your friends, I'm like, well, you just want everyone to go. You're not inviting me personally. Why? That makes me actually feel bad.
Well, I can't really...
You're like, I feel like crap now.
Can't really say anything bad about all that because I try to promote on Facebook too.
Yeah, but you don't do it like every single week. Like as an event, here comes this event.
I'm not like promoting the Carolyn and Joe show being like, listen this week. You're invited to listen.
Yeah. Well, I just let it be.
I post the link and that's that. If somebody wants to listen, then that's cool. If not, then that's your problem.
Man, you suck.
Episode 200. What should we do for the next 200? Next 4 years? Wait a minute. 4 years? I get it. I see what happened there. That's weird. No, I'm just joking. Everyone's just looking at me weird.
So you missed it,
Brian. All right, Brian was drunk and we were at the bar and then Obama did his speech and he was freaking going nuts, being Mr. Anti-Politics.
Really?
He was just like, all this shit doesn't matter. The world's going to a fucking end. You guys sitting there clapping is not gonna mean shit. And then like everyone started joining in. And then
I just flipped the TV off and went to bed.
We were at a bar, so we were playing darts. So he was just there.
You couldn't do what?
We couldn't change the channel. We were at a bar. And also what happened when the speech came up, we had music set up that we were going to rock out to, and they had to lower the volume to the music. And he's like, wait, what the fuck is going on? What? You turn off our song for this? And you get all pissed off. And that's you're like, we want to hear Jimmy. He was like, we want to hear Obama. He wants to hear Jimmy. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I can say I'm thankful that I have a job, and that's about it.
I'm thankful for you being on this show. I'm thankful for having this show. I hope everyone keeps on tuning in. Everyone have a happy and wait, this is not Thanksgiving yet. Never mind.
It's not Thanksgiving yet, but have a happy November and a happy Thanksgiving early.
Yes. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
That's James. Hey, James.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Catch you all next time.